Hello, everyone, and welcome to Success Hackers. This is Barbara Rosgoni. I write the blog Wired PR Work, and my company is Corey West Media. I am a co-founder of Social Media Club Chicago, and I'm excited today to be on the line with another co-founder of Social Media Club Chicago. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Barb. I'm very excited about our third podcast. Very excited about that. I'm Jeff Willinger. You can find me on Twitter at jwillie. I work for a company called RightPoint, based in Chicago, traveling around the world, really evangelizing the connected company and how companies could use social technologies to be more collaborative and really get more work done with less, creating the digital workplace. Very excited about our guest today, Barb.
Oh, me too. And Dahlia is a Social Media Club Chicago board member, but more than that, I mean, I've been a fan of Dahlia's. I think I met Dahlia back, I don't know how, remember how long ago it was, maybe 2008, 2009, in the Western suburbs. And I just thought, wow, how cool is it that there is a lawyer who is exhibiting at a tech conference in the suburbs. So I met her there, have referred her to my clients who really enjoyed working with her. And I think our friend Ramon De Leon says it best. Dahlia makes legal sexy, and that is hard for people to do. I could read, I looked at your website, Dahlia. I saw everything that you've done, and I think we could be on the call for probably 30 minutes reading all the things that you've done. But as a PR person, I am just in awe of all the coverage that you get, and what that tells me is you have a really important message. You're really the voice of social media guidelines for creative people, the public, and just, you know, anyone who's interested in how to really get their message out and make sure, as you said at Social Media Club, can I do that online? And you always have the answer.
You know, my first question for Dahlia is, after that nice little blurb that Barb just talked about, Dahlia, how did you get your start in this? Obviously, you went to law school, but what were you thinking after you graduated? You haven't been, I mean, how long have you been in business, and what made you think to, hey, let's do this Dahlia Saper Law?
Sure. Well, I started the company, the law firm in 2005, probably about a little bit less than a year after I graduated from law school. So it wasn't like I had a long pedigree before I started the firm. But what I always did want to do was to be aligned with creative people and creative enterprises. Unlike most people who go to law school, my undergrad was actually in marketing and in, you know, business administration. And in law school, I focused on all things entertainment and intellectual property. And after working for a solo for about 8 months, I figured, you know, let's see if I can harness the power of the internet and the web to start my own little practice. And if it doesn't work, you know, I'll go back to a real law firm. But considering my age, which was, you know, 24, I think, I had to be really strategic about what kind of clientele I could actually attract and what kind of a practice I could realistically set up with very little to no resources. And the natural fit was, well, the internet is creating very, you know, allowing people to enter the market, much less barrier to entry. I went to Craigslist and put up an ad and said, I'll barter for a website. I went to Kinko's to make my business cards, and then I just started focusing on going to as many events that I found to be personally interesting. That was film organizations and fashion organizations and tech organizations. And over time, very organically, I accrued a very interesting select client base. And the rest is history. You know, I get to do some really interesting things, and I get to focus on a niche that I don't think a lot of other lawyers are really, or law firms are equipped to handle.
So, I mean, I never really thought of you as a salesperson, business development, but you must have kind of went into ninja mode. You had just finished college. I'm sure you had loans, or maybe you didn't have loans, but like most of us, we did have loans. I mean, did you go in ninja mode and just, how did you really get your first client? I mean, was it a family friend or someone you met at one of these networking events?
Yeah, well, I had no clients, and I lived off, you know, Pompeii Pizza and had roommates. Again, you know, keep in mind the time frame. But no, I had no clients, and I have no lawyers in my family. In fact, quite the opposite. I have, you know, my dad's a doctor, and, you know, they're, being a lawyer isn't exactly looked favorably upon. So the task was, like, who am I going to get as clients? And so my first client was someone I met at a friend's party, very I talk about this story because he's someone you would never approach. You know, he had a lot of piercings and tattoos and looked quite menacing. He turned out to be a musician. And when he found out I was a lawyer, he said, oh, you know, I do need someone to help me draft some licensing deals for some of my compositions, but I can only afford $150 an hour, which at the time for me was, you know, an exponential amount of money compared to the rate I was making at the little law firm I was at before I started my own. And so I said, yes, I can do that for you. And I got some great mentors, and he was my first client. And the next client I met at another event, he needed some trademark work. And so it was really about going to as many things as possible and also seeking speaking gigs where I could be an authority on the topic and, you know, have a platform to talk about the area of law that I didn't know about.
Wow, that is a very exciting time for you. I know the title of our blog podcast is called Success Hackers. So rather than ask you tips for success, I'd rather you tell our listeners, what do you think a couple of your personal qualities that you've acquired over the years that is really making you successful? You know, good listener, that type of thing.
Well, I think here are a few things. And, of course, you know, a lot of what I did was kind of instinctual and, like, circumstantial, a combination of both. But the first tip I would say is that, you know, you really need to ask for help and get a great network around you. As a young lawyer, there's absolutely no way that I was capable of, you know, handling some sort of complex matter that I may have gotten on my desk. So I wasn't afraid to ask for help. I have some great people around me who I would call and say, hey, I'm not sure about this nuanced aspect of this trademark filing. Can you help me? And believe it or not, people are actually happy to help you if you know how and when to ask. Another one is, you know, you have to be a little bit of a shameless self-promoter. And some people are hesitant to really broadcast what they're doing, or they think it's, you know, very narcissistic. And it can be a little bit, but I think if people don't know what you're doing, then you're not harnessing the power of all the great things you're doing and to attract more people. So that'd be my other tip. I think I've learned over time to be less concerned about how, you know, how much I'm putting out about my firm or myself, because it does work. People then know that I have handled something that their friend or their client could need. And then ultimately, I think every entrepreneur needs to learn the art of taking risks, and of course, calculated risks. But if you're always really afraid of trying something out, then you'll never differentiate yourself from your competitors.
Yeah, those are great tips, Dahlia. My hat's off to you for really just going for it. My biggest complaint with a lot of my friends that are on Facebook is most of their friends don't know what they do for a living. I will guarantee you, between you, myself, and Barb, everybody, all of our Facebook friends should know what we do, and if they don't, it's their fault, not our fault.
Yeah, right. And the way I try to approach it, and I think you both do too, is how can I be helpful? And I think especially from legal matters, Dahlia, I mean, you're so approachable that people feel comfortable asking you a question. I know I've had people call you and just ask you, do they even need a lawyer? And I think people really need to know who you are and what you do. And just thank you for doing everything you do, because I know that you really brighten up people's lives and help them avoid legal hassles.
Thanks, Barb. Yeah, I mean, part of what I've done is also just education and providing value. So when I do those talks, I started a seminar series in 2008, 2009, where every month I would give a $10 lunch cost of lunch topic seminar about something that a business owner would care about. And it wasn't always legal. You know, we'd invite an accountant to come in, or a payment processor to come in, or back when crowdsourcing was just a new concept, someone from a crowdsourcing platform to come in, and so on and so forth. And that's been, I guess another tip would be to affiliate with like-minded people and provide value, and then that pays off great dividends as well.
Dahlia, you mentioned reaching out to folks for assistance. Are you referring to legal, or are you referring to just a network of friends? Because to my
knowledge. A network of friends. Yeah, not legal. I'm, you know, if you are starting a brand new PR company, well, find someone who's not threatened by your little PR company, who's maybe at a bigger PR company, and say, how do you recommend I approach this or that issue, or what are resources that I should take advantage of? And every business has associations and organizations that you should seek out and benefit from.
Yeah, I love the associations tip. I always tell college students, if you don't know what you want to do, go to a meeting. The young people are always welcome, and you can see if you like those folks. But if you find a good one, they can really lift you up and change your whole life.
Absolutely.
Dahlia, I'm going to put you on the spot now. I know we didn't talk about this earlier, but you've been a board member now for just under a year, right? Is that about right?
Yeah, I think so. Club. Maybe more than that, but yeah.
I think it's like two.
Oh, 2 years. Okay.
Yeah.
tell me the biggest benefit to being on the board of Social Media Club.
Oh, I can't say enough good things about Social Media Club. First and foremost, it's an organization that, for me, if I'm talking about social media related issues, I need to know what's going on in that space. And Social Media Week provides, Social Media Club provides a monthly avenue to meet other people, learn what's happening in the industry, listen to insight from really great speakers, and it's created a community. So I've met amazing people. I've expanded my network. I was just at a conference this past weekend because of someone, you know, that I've befriended who's also a part of Social Media Club. So I think anyone who's in this space should definitely consider joining the organization and benefiting like I have.
That's great. We're right around our time limit of our podcast. Barb, were there any other questions that you want to ask Dahlia?
I just want to say that I love your doodles, and I think it's so cool that you weave some time to be creative. That's a part of you that you think lawyer, but then when people meet you, you just have such a beautiful personality. So thank you for expressing your creativity and sharing it with us.
Thank you so much, you guys. This is good. This is like a great affirmation call.
Yeah, no. We started this because we thought that between Barb and I, we have at least 100 people that we could be talking to on a weekly basis. So you are our third, and very excited about that.
Yeah, I'm honored to be featured by you guys. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great. Well, thanks, everyone, for listening, and we look forward to next week. And you can catch us at Success Hackers.
See you then.